The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Chronic constipation can take over your life and leave you feeling bloated, sluggish and frustrated, especially when standard solutions like more fibre, more water or exercise don't seem to help. Now, believe it or not, there's an entire book about all of this. It's called Why You Can't Go and What You Can Do to Find Life-Changing Relief from Constipation. Its author is gut health dietitian Lorraine Cooney. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Pat.
A whole book on constipation.
That's right. It's an unpleasant word for an unpleasant condition that so many of us suffer from.
What defines it? I mean, how many times do you have to not go before you're constipated?
So if you have less than three bowel motions per week, and if they're hard, and if you feel like you're straining, or you feel like you don't completely fully empty your bowel, you can be defined as having constipation.
Okay, less than three a week. Some people have three a day.
That's normal as well. There's a wide range of normal. So anywhere from three times a day to three times a week is considered normal, would you believe it or not?
Yeah. Now, what causes the constipation? What causes things not to move on?
Most of the time we don't really know, because there's so many different types of constipation. You can have normal transit and still be constipated. We believe that's something to do with the conversation that's going on between your gut and your brain. So it's affecting how things move, but we can't really identify that. Or it could be a muscle issue.
A muscle issue where you actually can't do. Now, what about posture? Because if you're in France, parts of, or if you're in North Africa, you'll be offered, as the loo, two footsteps in the sand, as it were, on a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the loo. And you therefore have to squat.
That's right. So that squatting position can help some people. So the idea is that you would try and raise your knees above your hips, and that would change the angle of your back passage, meaning that the stool would be easier to come out.
Yeah. What about water, the role of water?
Just might surprise you, but there's not much data on increasing water to relieve constipation. But if you are dehydrated, that's a definite risk for being constipated.
Okay. Constipated. And fibre then. I mean, one of the things I said there, where fibre doesn't work for you.
Uh-huh. So there's all different types of fibre, and the types of fibre that help with constipation are soluble fibres. And these are things like a lot of fruits like kiwis, mangoes, prunes, maybe some seeds, maybe some grains. So they're ideas that you're able to soften the stool, and then that'll make it easier to pass.
Now, back in history, the Romans used to look at their poo to diagnose all sorts of ailments. And I'm told in Germany, for example, the loos are designed differently to ours, where in ours the poo drops straight into the water. Theirs lands on a little platform, so more easily inspected.
Yes, it's a good idea to sometimes look at your poo to see if it's normal, because it can be a window into your health and tell you so much about what's going on. Again, you're looking for soft form stools that are easier to pass and that feel complete.
When you're looking at a stool, what is a healthy stool? Is it a floater? Is it a sinker? What colour should it be?
So usually brown, and if it sinks, it's better. If it floats, it may be related to what you're eating in your diet, like fibre, or maybe if you had a lot of fat in your diet, or maybe overconsumed alcohol, that may lead it to be floating on the top a little bit, and that's not normal. But for the most time, if it sinks, it's good.
Okay, and the colour?
Brown, usually. Brown is normal.
I wasn't really. I was thinking of the different shades of brown.
All different shades of brown are fine. And even green isn't too bad. But if you saw like red in your stool or black stools, then that's not a good sign.
OK. Now, as I say, it's an entire book on constipation. So therefore, there are many different forms of it.
Exactly.
I mean, how long might a person remain constipated?
Well, you could be chronically constipated.
I mean, before you go at all, could you be weeks on end before?
Some people would be. It can be a week and 2 weeks. But if you're experiencing that, you need to seek professional support, because there's so many things that you can do to relieve constipation.
Winston Churchill famously said he never missed an opportunity to go to the loo. I think he did. He say have sex. I'm not sure he did. But go to the loo or have a sleep, have a cat nap. I mean, some people, you know, they want to go to the loo, but they look at the loo that's on offer and they say, no, I'm going to hang on to it. Is that a bad thing to do?
That's not a good idea. And I can understand you may only want to use your own toilet, or you may have a fear of cleanliness or a fear of being judged. But it's not ideal to hold your stool, because you can maybe upset the normal sensations that might be there to help you.
And what about eating habits? I mean, if you eat fast, or if you chew your food properly and eat slowly, does that affect constipation?
Well, it may have an an indirect effect, but chewing your food will aid digestion and it will help you relax. And those are two things that can help maybe get better food and get signals to your brain that you want.
Now, what about habits? Mm-hmm. I mean, the ideal time to go to the loo and develop a habit so it's at the same time every day.
Your bowel movements and rhythms are strongest in the morning, particularly after eating. So if you're in the slow lane and have a stubborn bowel, it'd be a great idea to just sit on the loo about 15 minutes after breakfast, sit there and relax, maybe take some deep breaths. And that can teach your bowel that you want it to move in the morning time.
Yeah, because when you look at in the animal kingdom, I mean, I can see with my dog, I can bring the dog out and he knows what's expected of him and he delivers.
Humans are like that as well. We can train our bowel that we want it to move. And
What about stress? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people will say, when I'm stressed, I'm nervous and I need to go to the loo. Does stress ever cause the opposite?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Stress is a huge link and often underrated link to the reason why somebody may be constipated. So your gut and your brain are communicating with each other all the time. So if you're in a rush all the time, or if you find that when you go on holidays, you become more constipated, or if you're afraid to, say again, use the loo outside the home, there may be incidences where the stress may be causing issues with your bowel.
Now,
that can be targeted and treated.
You're looking for whatever goes in to be processed and then go out. I mean, that's
exactly
the whole idea of all of this. Now, the things that you're consuming alcohol. Is that likely to lead to constipation or otherwise?
Yeah, for some people it can lead to constipation. For others it can be more prone to lead to diarrhea.
And then the kind of foods that will lead to constipation?
We don't actually know that. But if you're not eating enough fibre
don't eat white bread, processed white bread, because you'll end up constipated. Is that true or not?
Not exactly. I think it's looking at the overall picture of your diet. If you have a tendency not to eat a lot of plant-based foods and have a lot of processed foods, that could have a negative impact on your bowel.
Now, what about medications? Do some medications cause constipation?
Yes.
And are the details written on the little slip inside the medication that none of us ever read?
It's probably different for everybody, but yes, the secondary cause of constipation can include some medications, particularly opioids or pain medications. Sometimes some supplements like iron supplements can also do that.
Now, getting moving, does that help move it along? Exercise?
Yep. Data isn't clear cut, but I would agree that yes, we should all be moving because it has so many health benefits. And lots of people would find if they go for a walk or go for a run or maybe do some yoga, they find that it's easier to pass bowel motion.
A question I've often wondered, you know, if someone is constipated, the stuff has got to be stored. Now, is it very bad that this waste matter is held in your intestine for too long?
Not in terms of toxins, but how it would make you feel. Yes, it'll make you feel awful. You'll be bloated. You may be nauseous. You may get a headache. You'll just feel...
It's not likely to lead to cancers of the colon.
No, that has not been proven.
That has not been proven. So constipation is not related to that.
No, you just feel awful. So the idea is just soften that stool.
And really, the last thing is, how prevalent is this? Because if you've brought a book out, there must be a lot of people out there suffering from this condition.
It's estimated that 1 in 7 people in Ireland will be suffering with constipation at this time. So, and some may be mild, some may be severe. And most people, if it's chronic, they tend to get it again.
And how does it affect their mood? I'll go out and look around the office and 1 in 7 and figure out...
Well, it can definitely make you feel unwell and make you feel irritable and make you feel drained and fatigued.
So the grumpy ones are constipated. All right, Lorraine, it's a fascinating book, absolutely fascinating. It's called Why You Can't Go, subtitled, and What You Can Do to Find Life-Changing Relief from Constipation. It's published by Gill Books, and its author, registered dietitian Lorraine Cooney, with a specialisation on gut health. Lorraine, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.